Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Thursday. In our series on resetting our views about the family, we're trying to see how following Jesus resets everything in life, including how we see family. And we've been talking through yesterday some routines about how our routines as a family communicate to our children, in particular, what our values are. Very often, children learn through routines, through rituals, through things that are repeated over and over again. And one blog author who I was reading on this topic asked some good questions. He said the following: what families regard as important is evidenced by the manner in which they spend their time. How do we spend our time? Watching TV, playing video games, or shopping. Sadly, many families devote more time to these things than they do teaching their children about God or simply spending quality time together. So we talked through yesterday some rituals and routines that can become part of a family's lifestyle in order to teach particular aspects of following Jesus. Things like sacrifice and love and forgiveness and generosity. But how do we teach our children where that actually comes from? Why those values are important? As they get older, those kinds of questions are going to become more important to answer. And the source, of course, is God's Word, the Bible. So it's really important that as we live out the Christian faith and teach our children and others that way, we're also teaching them from the actual source material. This can start early with a toddler Bible that's read every night at bedtime and a prayer that goes with it. But it can grow from there. There are many quality children's Bibles available. And there are also online children's Bibles and apps that are excellent. You can particularly look for the YouVersion Bible app and the YouVersion Bible app for kids. These are great ways to introduce kids to the stories from which these values derive. A few recommendations for you as you try to read the Bible with your children. First of all, make sure you have a children's Bible that uses words the kids will understand, and make sure the time is fun. One way you can do that is by keeping it short, especially when they're young. You want to keep their attention for the entire time rather than dragging it on too long and losing their attention and getting frustrated. You want it to be a positive experience all around. You can also reinforce it using some art. Have some coloring pages printed off the internet that connect with the story you've been reading. Or maybe put it to music. Whatever you can do in your family to reinforce what children have learned, because repetition is so important. You might think of some other fun activities to reinforce the verse, but just make sure you're encouraging them through the day, that you're proud of them for learning this and for trying to live it out. Especially if you see them living it out and trying to put into practice what they've been learning, because it's not always easy. We've put links in the text transcripts of these videos so you can find some great resources to help you do this in your family. One of the most important things you can do, though, is, as we said yesterday, surround your kids with as many Christian heroes as possible. Others who are trying to follow Jesus as well, who they can learn from, who they can see as mentors and idols. You want them to have that experience because they're not always going to look to you for their spiritual growth. They'll often look outside the family to see if there are others trying to do this or if this is just their parents. And so it's important that they grow to own their faith for themselves by sharing it with others in a community. So be part of a church community. And Redeem the Commute is becoming a new church community. We're going to have an Easter event soon. And then this fall, we're going to start meeting regularly for worship as a community. We'd love to know what would help you raise your children to be followers of Jesus. What kind of community? Should we meet together all in one room? Or should the children have focused activities while the adults are doing a different kind of learning? We'd love to hear from you what kind of church community would support and help you if you're not part of a church community already. That's why our challenge for today is for you to complete a survey. We've asked people to do this a couple times. Maybe you remember it from before, but if you've never done this survey before, please do complete it. It'll tell us what kind of a church community would help you and your family. For your challenge, I also want you to think about what routines you'll introduce into your personal or family life to practice Christian faith. Think of the ones we explored yesterday and today. And how can we, the Redeem the Commute community called Redeemer Church, support you as a family? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow as we take time to pray and reflect. Bye for now.